Hey folks, welcome to TWAT episode 5, I guess. I'm Fizzone. I'll be hosting today, I guess. And we're going to be talking about the Pear Project, and that's at pear.php.net. I guess the first thing to do is tell you what the acronym is. It stands for the PHP Extension and Application Repository. And what it all boils down to being is a structured library of open source code for PHP users, and a system of code distribution and package maintenance, which if you've used CPAN will sound pretty familiar to you. And that's pretty much what it's equivalent to. There's a few differences. The Pear goals are to reduce redundancy and to produce reusable extendable classes. And that's in a lot of ways where it differs from CPAN. In CPAN, you may have 7 or 8 modules that all do basically the same thing. The idea with Pear is to have one class that takes care of that and make it extendable so that people don't feel a need to rewrite the same classes over and over. It's a centralized repository, so you know they keep pretty tight control of it so that a bunch of modules don't get put into the repository that are all doing the same thing. They'll ask that you extend one of the other modules if you want to put a new project in that has the same function as one of the older ones. Now, to actually use this, you have to install the modules usually at the command line. If you have already got Pear installed, the basic Pear package, then you can do something like Pear list at CLI, and it will give you a list of all the installed packages. You can also do something similar to Pear install package name, whatever your package name is, to install that. So say you wanted to use the database abstraction routines, you could just do Pear install database, and then inside your PHP file you would just include db.php. And it would give you those options. Now, the upside of this project that I've found so far, there's 3 of the packages I've used so far, and that's QuickForm, HTML QuickForm, and it makes it real simple to do data verification whenever you're creating web-based forms. So, to me, that's great, because that's always a pain in the butt to try to verify data. So they've already written all that data for you, or all that code for you. And the database abstraction routines are pretty good. I've used those, and also the authentication package. Those are always things that I hated to deal with, and that makes it very, very easy to do. The downside of Pear, to me, is the documentation. Some of it's all right, some of it's outdated as hell, but quite a bit of it's okay. The problem is that it doesn't use the user comments like PHP.net does. Like when you go to PHP.net and look up a certain function, it will have information that other users have put at the bottom of the page, examples of how to use it or quick routines to use. And this doesn't have that. It makes it such a pain in the ass to find the information you need. Anyway, that's my take on Pear. The best thing you can do is just go to pear.php.net if you haven't used these classes already, and check out what they have and see if there's anything there that suits you. See you guys later. Find out if she's just smiling at the wind in the sky.
But everybody claims they don't believe in my pain.